With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Brace yourselves for unknowable horror, because the Call of Cthulhu Mystery Program has returned. Yes, Nerdy Show's beloved RPG audio drama of black comedy and Lovecraftian horror is back with an all-new series, a chilling tale called The Terrible Secret of Lot X. Head to CthulhuMystery.com or find the Call of Cthulhu Mystery Program wherever you procure fine podcasts. Succumb to the maddening call of Cthulhu.
The following program is presented by the Nerdy Show Network, geeky programming for all nerds across the multiverse. It contains content that may not be suitable for all ages. Listener discretion is advised. All Nerdy Show podcasts are made possible by the generous support of listeners like you. Discover the many ways you can join in at nerdyshow.com. All right.
Hello.
We got the full crew here today.
Hey, it's us.
Yep,
we're here.
Well, except for Doug.
Doug's not here.
Doug is in the Maldives, I think.
I heard that Doug was boring to the center of the earth.
I didn't hear that yet.
I've never heard of somebody being that boring. All right, so we're on the 34th design episode, and I think we might have it in us to round out step five
today. Let's do it.
We got four more paths to complete. And
right. Fire. They get a fire dick. Done. Next.
Fire dick is the
Can
at
you
will.
Explain fire dick to us, though?
Have you ever had gonorrhea?
No.
Then I can't explain it.
Oh, it's like their dick. I didn't know if it was like a spectral dick that would appear
them. If they don't have a dick, one appears.
Okay.
Just to harm them.
No, definitely.
Does it feel like gonorrhea?
Yes.
But does it do real damage?
Yes.
Okay, that's
good. And it spreads.
A bane and a buff. Is that a condition we can throw on our chart? Is
STDs? I want an STD chart. That'd be
magical,
great.
Magical STDs are fun. That's a fun.
Oh, that opens up a whole new.
Oh my god!
Like, yeah,
a whole new path.
Wart. You get warts on your genitals, but they talk.
Okay, let's do this alphabetically. How about that, huh? Let's start off with death.
All right.
Now we don't have anything for step five that we've talked about before because we had. The reanimated things happen at even levels. So for step five, we wanted an at will and anything else. Okay, so what's a good at will for death? They've already got a zone that deals just damage. Mm-hmm. They've got contagion, which I think is, it might be a little underpowered because you have to hit on both.
Uh-huh.
I'd like to, after having used it, I think I'd like to bump contagion up a little bit.
Okay.
This is their core at will. You cast it at a target with malediction on them, and if it hits, you can cast it on another target and put malediction on that other target if that hits. I think malediction automatically goes on the second target before the next one gets cast.
Deal.
And that way, you still have to roll to see if both hit, but...
Could be like a burst malediction or something then?
Well, we can't add malediction to step five because it's the core. So,
yeah.
So anything that relies on malediction can't be, at least not explicitly malediction. Like a way to spread banes, to people.
Actually, a burst minor bane sounds pretty good.
Yeah, that
just like an opening move of like, boom, fuck you.
Yeah. So what's a cool like affliction to put on somebody in combat that you would choose to do over contagion or zone of decay? Because I think zone of decay...
Swollen ankles.
I like that. Anything that weakens people, too, that's good.
Yeah.
But maybe that's a scene ability.
Well, if you do it at will so it only lasts a turn and you have to start making choices of, like, to weaken or deal damage.
Yeah. Huh. I think I like things that last longer than a turn, though, only because of the way that it can spread them to other creatures as it goes, and the way that its dailies rely on other things being on them to trigger things. I like the idea of weakening them. Well, you can make it last longer than a turn if you give them that as a scene in step five. You could do a two-turn thing, you know, easily. We could do just straight-up damage that ticks. They actually don't have an ability that does that.
All right.
You know, they don't have an ongoing damage dealer. The closest thing they have is Zone of Decay.
Which, you have to be in it. Yeah.
Exactly, yeah. So we could do something that has it's burst deals damage, maybe no initial damage, but does really good damage over time. That would be something very different from...
Burst DOT, though, is good. I would say, like, if you're doing a DOT, do single target.
Well, if you think about it like this, it only ticks on their next turn, right? So you do one, and it does a burst, and it lasts for two rounds. They could get it removed before then. Mm-hmm. They could die before it even pops off. You know, there's the downsides to damage over time, as in your damage per round, only matter if you get them in early. So when I say good damage, I don't mean it has to like blow away somebody else's damage. Just the idea that it would be worth doing. It would be worth picking it situationally over other stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So if we think of level zero, if you were to get this at level zero, what would it do? And then we can scale it up.
Yeah.
So I think even just burst one is fine. Or do we want to do burst two, make it big?
I say burst two.
Burst two?
If we're doing a burst, let's go. Like, go for it.
Okay. Maybe all creatures, so allies could be caught in it, so you want to be careful.
It is death.
Yeah, but then it's also like...
Zone of Decay works that way.
Zone of Decay does work that way. But then we also have to have the conversation of, okay, we made this now. Will anyone ever use it? Ever. Mm-hmm. Like, that is such a downside. Because
burst one is solid.
The whole thing is, like, if it was a less flimsy path, you could do that because you could run out and just do it. That is a risky move for a straight decay.
Well, what if we make it not a area effect, but up to three targets?
That works. Within the zone? Within burst two? Or
no, I think how about within 10, and each has to be within 5 feet of each other.
Okay.
Or sorry, five spaces of each other.
Now they all three have to be within five spaces, or you could chain it.
You could chain it.
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah, so it's within 10. First target within 10, you could chain it to three targets. And if what's a good level one dot that ticks, and how long should it tick for? Just indefinitely? Maybe. Maybe until they receive a heal. No, because then it's like bleed, right?
I think it should just go.
Just hurts them. Until the end of scene.
Yeah.
And and we're going to put in ways to remove magical effects from people, because like Radiant's got some.
Well, then if it's an at will, then you're not recasting it.
Right.
In a lot of fights. So it's almost like, why make it a fucking at will? Oh, then they're never going to be fucking doing it.
Three turns
is good, and then you could just keep stacking it. And then you can make it a little more damagey, because they might not get the chance to do it again.
Right.
And it will also incentivize intelligent creatures to not bunch up.
Yeah. Yeah, that'd be good. Well, maybe, so when you said stack it, you mean like keep it up. Because I don't think you can stack it.
No, that would be
that would be brutal. Oh my God. Okay, yeah, but I like that. Maybe three rounds, right? Last three rounds, ticks once per round at the beginning of their first turn. And die 10, because it doesn't even happen when you cast it. You have to wait for their turn to start.
Yeah, that doesn't sound...
Sounds effective.
Mm-hmm.
It's something you would
use.
Is that a
D10 including...
yeah, I think your composure adds to it.
No, including the tier...
No.
So it would go up, by this time, five tiers?
Yeah, which sounds like a lot.
No, the whole thing is, I just want to know.
Yeah, let me pull it up real quick. So it would go up to tier 10, because 1d10 is tier 5, 2d8.
Yeah, it's not bad.
Yeah, 2d8 plus composure.
That's great.
Okay, yeah, I like that. I think that's on brand with death, and then you're rotating. The fact that we give you three turns gives you chances to start rotating in other stuff. Like, okay, I'll do that, and I've got malediction, and... Like, I'll open up...
Does the dot tick malediction?
Yeah, for sure.
Fuck yeah. That makes it great.
Malediction can only proc once per round on any target.
But you definitely get it.
Yeah. Well, so you would... What would you open with? I think you'd open with that dot, put malediction on one target, then you would put malediction on another target, Zone of Decay, if you can, and then you would use Contagion in between.
Yeah.
So if you can't use Zone of Decay, you're just doing... You're rotating that in Contagion as much as you can, using your scenes. I like that.
Yeah.
So what do we call that? Because that's like the names that we have for things for death are really cool. We have Pangs of Death, Imperil, Pandemic. What does Pandemic do? Swift action. Once per round, duplicate all Bane effects and the remaining durations from one target to another.
Oh, that's ridiculous.
That one's good. That just you yeah. spread it to a second target. Like, Pandemic is a good name for that one, but what you're spreading a disease. Is it a disease? Is it like a soul sickness? You know, how do we want to think of that?
I don't think it's a disease. I mean, the chaining part feels yeah, diseasey, yeah. but the fact that it's over in three turns doesn't.
It, by the way, my new rapper name is Lil Diseasey. Chaining to people, I think we could call it outbreak, you know, or, I mean, that's obviously disease, but you just call it plague.
Yeah. Spirit plague or something. Contagious.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Spirit plague. I like spirit plague. What are other words for spirit we can use?
Poltergeist. That's not the direction we're going for.
Soul.
Essence.
I think spirit. You want spirit plague as spirit a working plague. Title?
Yeah. Yeah.
Working title.
All right. And what was the once per scene we were talking about doing? Oh, weakening.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's got to be an attack then, because you have to land it. And it's powerful. So maybe 1d6 rounds. They deal half damage.
Oof. That is great.
Yeah.
Osteoporosis.
I have osteoporosis. It should almost be a daily. Like, that's really good. I actually, you know what? I'm fine with that, making that a daily.
All right.
What do you think?
Yeah.
1d6 rounds. Well, if it's a daily, I think we do 2d4. Right? So you minimum two rounds no matter what. All right. And so they deal half damage. Fuck, that's a lot, though.
It's going to be very useful, though.
Yeah. I think 1d6. I think we go back to 1d6. Because
a guaranteed one round of it is already effective.
Yeah, it's really good. And then it's got to deal damage if we're making it a daily. If we were level zero and scaling it up, a daily.
The name of this ability? King Cholera.
2d10?
I like 2d10.
2d10, because there are obviously dailies that do more damage, but this one is, that's the damage is a secondary but welcome bonus. It's not a nothing bonus like a die six would be, you know, on a daily. Okay.
You do it, and then what? What was the other one? Plague or epidemic?
Spirit plague.
No, you do you do the weaken, and then you do epidemic.
Oh, pandemic. Yeah. That works great.
Oh, it would be so good.
Zealotry death combo would be great.
Oh my god! Because
Zealotry, you spread boons, and death, you spread banes. You just do both. Okay, I like that. We could call it something like soul rot, or I like the idea of rot because the weakening aspect of it.
Spectral rot or something.
It saps your strength, right? Like, that's really what it's doing. So,
succubus.
It attacks your dick, but then you cast fire dick. Man, that guy's fucked up.
Yeah, I know.
Curse of feebleness. Just enfeeble. Kind of just like enfeeble.
Yeah.
I mean,
we don't need to get.
Mm-mm. Yeah. Too poetic, right?
Yeah.
It is what it does. It enfeebles
that's what
them.
It does.
All right.
What it says on the tin.
Okay. Well, that's it for step five, death. Chugging along. Command.
All right. This one, they just get to make playable copies of their entire party. As
fuck. It's a ghost army.
It's called ghost army. Done.
Yeah.
Next.
That is,
it's
that's
called the
ridiculous.
Win button.
Yeah.
How about, I like the idea of having extra people to command, but I also think it's.
What if take the shot could be used for more than just the standard shot? You know, if they could use one of their at will abilities and take the shot.
That's cool. But then it just permanently replaces take the shot.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, once you get to step five, yeah.
Well, maybe step five daily is a stance where you can grant any at will ability.
I like that. Put that in there.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that's easy. Mm-hmm. what would you call it? Like advanced tactics?
Masterful command?
Yeah. Something like that.
Master and commander.
Weapons free because they're all at will.
Yeah. Fangs out. Weapons out.
Sun's out. Guns out. Well, if it's a stance, then the idea is something that you've been waiting to do that you are doing, right? So the idea that it's a plan that is about to pop off that you have practiced with your group.
Meticulous preparations.
I like
what
that
do you call it
thinking.
when you prep for something purposefully and it comes off perfectly?
The A-team.
Hannibal Selector.
It all comes together.
I was thinking something like five steps ahead or one step ahead, but then that's not really how you're
What about naming it like a chess move?
Four-dimensional chess.
When we play fighting games together, we call it taking it up to 20%.
It was like Grandmaster or something.
Yeah. The problem is I think literally
Google chess moves, and there's going to be, you're going to see a thing and you're like, that's perfect.
Yeah. Well, I think the problem is that like what it's getting you is full command over people's better abilities because you set them up for this battle in that way, right? Like you give them a specific thing.
I thought it'd be like Queen's Gambit or something.
The closest, I mean, weapons free says it in a way that the other ones doesn't, but I don't like it. The idea that like, now we're pulling out all the stops. We plan for this.
Go for broke.
That seems desperate. This should be.
Yeah. Looking up plan synonyms.
Scheme. Yeah.
Don't hate scheme.
I do. It seems scoundrelly.
Yeah. There's arrangement, method, program, project, proposal, strategy, obviously, system, machination, scenario.
I don't hate machination.
I don't either. Well, it's too long. Oh, pattern.
I like that.
Okay.
Yeah. Pattern.
There we go.
Or sequence.
Sequence is good, too, because it implies that the order is set.
Yes.
By you, right? So
attack plan alpha. Attack pattern alpha.
I like something like that, honestly.
Oh, yeah.
Like, this is something you've...
We're doing the flying V. Oh, got it.
Yeah. We got to do the flying V.
Attack plan alpha. We could say like siege pattern alpha.
I like that. There you go.
Okay. Siege pattern alpha. It's daily. It's a stance. It doesn't come with an attack. You're just in a stance until the end of the scene. Maybe it makes it so that you cannot take your own attack actions. You can make attacks of opportunity. You can use immediate actions. But you cannot make attack actions against enemies. I don't know how we're going to word that.
I think that plays well into command. I'm the dude in the back with the flag.
So siege pattern alpha. Okay, I like that. And now they're at will. So right now their current at wills are follow my lead, where before or after the attack you're about to make, an ally can disengage two spaces.
Mm-hmm.
That's really good. There's a lot of really good ways to use that. And then they have take the shot, which we know is fantastic.
You might have to change siege pattern because we don't want to start taking away at wills from them. Because if they're doing siege pattern alpha, are they only granting attacks? Is that the only thing they're doing?
No, they can do immediate actions and they can do opportunity actions. And they can do things that allow other allies to hit. Like, well, they can do an attack. They have a... The only other attack action they have is on my mark, which mm-hmm. is another daily. So they have to pick between that and that one anyway. So I don't really think... I think if they get an at-will attack, they're not going to use it at the same time as siege pattern alpha, obviously.
Okay.
But they don't really have a lot of at-will attacks. Or they don't really have a lot of attacks on their own anyway. So maybe just giving them something they can choose and be like, oh, this would be good, but I don't want to use siege pattern alpha. Maybe a good choice would be...
Okay.
Would be interesting. So the things I'm thinking of would be like demoralizing or... things like that, but those also fall into champion and scoundrel and that kind of thing.
Yeah, like a haka, but that would be champion.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe the opposite then.
It bolsters everybody?
Yeah.
They just sing a song and everyone's like, hell yeah.
You strike and give everybody plus one to hit.
Frere Jacques. The Picard maneuver.
Yeah, you could do that. I mean, that's... Mm-hmm. You could do a hit, grant a boon. That one would be cool. Like inspiring strike. That could be cool. Inspiring strike, where...
Well, again, I don't think inspiring or bright, because that feels champion or zealotry.
Oh,
always do something yet, like.
Yeah. Well, okay. Well, maybe not the term inspiring, yeah. Mm-hmm. but the maybe it gives everybody plus one to hit, plus one to dodge until the end of your next turn.
Oh, that's great.
Sounds
perfect.
Okay, and
it's commandy.
Now you wouldn't say inspiring, but what's it called when the leader goes to the front lines? You know.
Oh, just leading from the front.
Yeah, but it needs a name to, like, a strike, mm-hmm. right? Yeah. Like, so...
Vanguard strike.
Exemplar. You know, like, something like where the idea is you're setting an example.
General's charge.
Spurring strike.
I like that.
You're spurring your allies? Yeah. Okay. All right, cool. Spurring strike. Attack action. All allies within sight, right? Plus one to hit, plus one to dodge until the end of your next turn.
So if you're blinded, sorry, bro.
Yeah, you can't see it. That's the whole point. Spurring strike. I like it. That's easy. Step five. It's good. You would pick that over something else with very good reason. You would pick that over take the shot for very specific reasons.
Yes. Like so zealotry could spread it.
Yeah. Yeah. Spread the boon. Okay. So that's, well, that's command done. Step five.
All right.
Up next, fire.
Okay.
Liam's favorite.
Liam's baby.
It's not my favorite. Like,
no.
No command.
Citadel. Oh, yeah. No, Citadel. Citadel. I think Citadel's my favorite.
Fire has been your...
That's what I played.
Yeah.
So at step four, we gave them the focused fire. The idea is that if damaging a... if you're damaging a larger enemy
mm-hmm.
with an area attack, it does extra damage as though they were an extra enemy.
All right.
One extra enemy. We already gave them that. So they need an at will and maybe a scene or a daily.
Blowtorch.
Okay.
It is a touch fire attack, medium damage, its advantage. It gets, it bypasses armor equal to intelligence.
I think composure.
Because
that's how we use
yes.
it for stab, yeah, yeah, yeah. Staff. So maybe if you have a staff, you'll double up on the armor penetration.
No, I thought it would be just an attack you do with your...
No, well, yes, but...
Oh, but if you do it with a staff?
Yes.
Ooh, I like that.
You double
yeah,
up on
yeah.
the armor penetration. I like that. Mm-hmm. Blowtorch doesn't provoke.
No, because it's just...
Yeah.
You make a thing too hot. Like, just... Yeah. But you can... It, you can't throw it.
I almost imagine it's like the lightsaber in attack... Or what was the... What was the
Phantom Menace when
Phantom
it's going
Menace.
Through the...
Yeah, just, yeah, yeah. You're just drilling into them with this thing. You say blowtorch... I like the flavor of that. Is there a cooler name we can use for it? Like
something, anything torch, I think would work.
Mm, like a torch blade?
Torch blade, like, I like that. Yeah?
Okay. Torch blade, it's a at will. Okay, if it was level zero, uh-huh. I think it does high single target damage.
Yeah.
So like a D12 at level zero? Because you don't want to be in melee.
At all.
Yeah.
No. Like, it needs to be over yeah. quickly.
So a D12 at level zero? I don't feel bad about that.
What's the... Just to make sure it's good, what would it be when you actually get it?
Something easy like 6d12 or something.
I just like an at will that you would only use if you were fucked.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like if something had gone terribly, terribly wrong.
It's a 2d6 plus a d4.
So, yeah.
It's fine, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. There we go. Torchblade. All right. That's a great at will, single target for fire. Its purpose is armor penetration.
It's just so that if a knight gets in your face... Usually, fire would be double fucked.
Yeah, or somebody with long, like a monster with long reach, gets up on you, and even disengaging won't free you.
Yeah,
you're just like dig into him, and it won't provoke. Let's see. And then I don't know. Per scene, I just think being a bomb, like you're just right, like
yeah.
you're a fire man. I don't think you get to exclude allies from this. I think you just go fucking Nova.
Yeah.
The best flavor for fire is when it's just you're a hand grenade made flesh.
God, if you had fire that would only come up like the next round,
mm-hmm.
little grenades of fire that would go off.
What? Oh, shit. What if you could use them in conjunction, right? So
cluster
what if it's
bomb.
What if it's a daily swift action, the next enemy who hits you triggers this thing?
Oh
yes.
Oh, I hate it.
Really?
I hate it. Because if it damages allies and you have no control over when it's going off, or even the fact that you like could get they could swing at you and miss. There's so many things. There's so many. Mm-hmm. There's such a lack of agency in it.
I got you.
For it to damage allies.
Well, then what about at the end of your next turn? It just goes off.
So you get to move.
Oh, at the beginning of your next turn, right? So you do it. Your turn happens, and if you survive to the next round, boom! Like it just goes off huge. So that way we can make it better damage.
Yeah.
And allies can get away. So you would do, you'd be like, all right, swift action, here we go. It's a stance. At the beginning of my next turn, shit's going to go off. Get away from me. I like the idea of telling your yeah. allies, like, fucking run. It's going to get nasty. Yeah. Okay. So would you call it living bomb?
Yeah. I want more fire in it.
Okay.
I want more fire in it. Inferno Nova.
Yeah. Well, I don't like Nova only because it doesn't imply it's being triggered.
Uh-huh.
You know, whereas a bomb has a
yeah.
has a trigger.
Inferno and then ignition.
Maybe something with fuse.
Yeah.
You know, like
short fuse.
Something detonation.
I like that. There we go. Delayed detonation.
I could say detonating blast. You know. Yeah.
It sounds so generic and flimsy.
Coronal detonation.
I like that.
Ooh.
That sounds more fun.
Countdown to Corona.
There's a buffed up version of it. It's just called Living Sun.
Yeah. Coronal detonation. I kind of like that.
I like that a lot.
I just like the idea of you going, get yeah. the fuck out of here.
I got this.
And we can use it as a swift action. Well, I think it should be an attack action. You set yourself up to do this. It doesn't provoke. and you're like, get away from me.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. I like that. Coronal detonation. And what is burst two? People got to run.
I was going to say bigger.
Oh, really? Well, I think if we say burst two, hold on. That's huge.
All right. Burst two works.
Right? That's a lot of area.
Yeah, that is.
Burst three is fucking...
Burst three would be big.
Oh, shit. I do kind of like burst three, though. All right, let's do burst. Let's burst three. Let's okay.
Yeah. All right.
Burst three. How much damage? If you were level zero and it doesn't pop off until the start of your next turn, and it's dangerous, it could hurt allies.
Yeah, it's got to be at least this is a daily.
Yeah, I think 3d10. That's enormous.
Yeah,
for an AoE,
because it's got to have at least two attacks worth of damage.
Yeah,
multiple targets. Yeah, dog, that's good. What does that scale to, though, real quick? Again, sure. We need to do this, because then if there might be a situation where you hear where you actually get and you're like, ooh, maybe too much.
3d10 plus a die 4.
Wait, so it starts out at 3d10?
Yep.
And then it goes to 3d10 plus a die 4?
Yep. The scaling is slow. Remember, it's so...
Yeah.
Yeah, because it's not straight. Like, the idea is it increases by a half...
Yeah, every
a half or a full, and that's the most it'll increase by. Because when you get to a die four, that's an extra 2.5 average.
Yeah.
So that right on target, right? That's five steps. So yeah, three. So
that sounds fine.
Yeah, I think it's fine. You're still running.
Yeah.
I mean, oh yeah.
there's no doubt about that. Okay.
I like it's over, and then you're just standing there like, huh.
Does it do any damage to you?
To you, I don't think so.
Okay.
No, I think the fact that it threatens allies is scary enough. Not to mention, if you went full fire, you got shit for health. I mean,
that's true.
You got nothing. Okay, yeah.
Fire done.
Fire's done. One more.
Hey, folks. I'm Mark Maron from the WTF Podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues. Your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Okay, champions next, guys. Last one, and then we're done with step five.
Let's do it.
All right. So what do they have?
A gun.
Ability. Yeah. Gun.
It's called Do You Feel Lucky? All right, so I already added two things to champion.
In our fantasy five. World, there was only six working bullets, but you did have a gun.
That's a great artifact. Yeah. Just gun.
So I did add two things to Champion Step 5, only because they're things we talked about before, and we just kept pushing them down the ladder.
Uh-huh.
So one's a feature called Armor of Ferocity, and you add 2 plus your composure to your armor against attacks from enemies currently affected by your banes.
Oh, that's dope. Keep that.
All right. So,
that's dope as fuck.
Which,
being challenged
is a bane, right?
That's okay. Great.
That's a lot of armor.
It's against a single target. Dope.
What if we just add composure? Instead of 2 plus composure.
All right.
Right, because that... Well, yeah, it scales depending on you. Well...
Do they definitely have composure?
No. So, all right, let's do 2 plus composure.
Yeah, because that's the only thing. If you didn't put composure in, because it didn't make sense at the beginning of the path, and then you get to, hey, use your composure. That would feel bad.
Yeah, agreed. Okay, and then I had a scene as a swift action called Magnanimous Defense. If you have previously dealt damage to an enemy, you can loudly proclaim that you intend... to spare it, to strengthen your resolve, which means that you gain +2 to composure skill checks and your composure defense until the end of the scene or until that target takes damage.
From you?
No. So you're saying, I will spare you, and then somebody hits it. Bane goes away. You're like, oh, okay, well, I guess we're not sparing you. The idea that you loudly proclaim you're going to spare somebody and it makes you tougher against things that affect your composure. That's fun.
Yeah. Mm.
But I feel like we give them those two, and we give them one more thing.
Yeah, gotta be, definitely need one more thing.
Let's see. They have two stances already.
Mm-hmm.
That are dailies. They got one in four and one in two. They have three at will attacks, but one is specific to two-handed weapons, one's specific mm-hmm. to one-handed weapons. I think we can give them another at will. That's yeah. what champion does, right?
Yeah. So they got a good damage one. What's the other one?
So right now they have...
Overwhelming Strike.
They have Overwhelming Strike and Double Strike, which are both just straight up highest damage yeah. possible is the idea. And they have Deadly Arc, where they mm-hmm. hit everybody around them. Maybe hit one person... disengage to hit another person, but then that kind of flies in the face of challenge, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Unless you think they're going to die from that first hit, you want to challenge a new target, you know?
Yeah, but you can't guarantee it.
No, but if that guy's so low, you feel like he's going to die anyway. You want to start those challenge ticks on the next target, you know?
Okay. Yeah, you can only have one target of your challenge at a time, right?
Yeah. Well, we got, what is this, Reaping? We already have it. Reaping is when your attack reduces an enemy to 0 hit points. You may move your speed and make a basic attack against
yeah,
an enemy
it.
You can see. I do like the idea of moving through people, though. Scoundrel already has something that knocks people flat.
Yep. So do we want to put movement in it? Let's start talk about the actual mechanic we want to bolt on.
Right.
This attack. So do we want it to be movement? Do we want it to be a bane? Do we want it to be?
I like the idea of a bane because right now the only bane they have
is challenge.
Yes. And you only get that in core. And they've got bleed effects and yeah. stuff like that. But challenge doesn't... It only makes the enemy... It reduces the enemy's dodge, basically. In effect, it reduces their dodge and increases the damage done to them by you. It does not incentivize them to go one-on-one with you.
Yeah.
But then again, is that something Citadel should focus on, not Champion? Probably.
Mm-hmm.
No. Champion is there to kill the thing.
Yeah.
Citadel is to not be killed.
I mean, there are attacks like Thunder Wave and shit like that, but you don't want that in Champion.
No. No, I'm looking for more gregarious things.
What if you could attack two enemies adjacent at the same time?
You can already do that with yeah, Deadly Arc.
Yeah. Oh, Deadly Arc, okay.
I mean, I almost like the idea of like secondary challenge. Like you hit a guy and then there's another guy and he's like, I've forgotten about you.
Yeah, but if you're part Zealotry, you can already do that.
Leap?
That could be fun.
If you could leap over someone onto yes. the guy you're yeah. challenged.
Oh, vault, oh.
Like.
Yeah, so what if you can move... It's an attack, but it allows you to leap your speed. It allows you to jump your speed, and at the end you do a basic attack. So you, like, leap into battle. You're really, oh, like...
I thought you'd be able to leap, and then through that movement, at any point, be able to make a basic attack.
That could through be, it. That's like a flying attack.
Mm-hmm. If you have challenged
like, that's like an acrobatic... Well, I was thinking just the idea of like
just
if,
so that you
if,
could
if
leap.
Combat
well,
if
the whole
combat
thing is,
starts.
The whole thing is like you're the reason why you're leaping is because you're just moving your speed, so it'd be to vault over obstacles.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I was thinking it wouldn't use your move action.
Ooh.
Yeah, so like you're like
never
oh,
mind.
Combat starts here. I'm in the middle of you.
I'm immediately. Well, the whole thing is you could also leap, make the attack, then back up a little.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, if you're a Tiktani and you start combat by running, by moving your speed, then jumping your speed in the middle of them, and doing one basic attack against a target,
and then deadly arc,
yeah, and then you use your Tiktani ability to do deadly arc to everybody around you. That would yeah. be sweet.
Yep. No, I like it.
All right, what we call that? Spring attack, leaping attack, pounce. I like pounce. Right.
Pounce.
Like,
yeah.
Yeah. All right. That's easy. Pounce. So, champion's done, guys. That's step five.
That's Boom. So cool.
I mean, there are a couple in there that I'm like, well, those are good. All right.
Yeah.
Done.
Awesome. Okay, cool. Then let's make up some artifacts.
So Pounce isn't at will?
Yeah.
Fuck yeah. That's
it's just,
awesome.
It's just a basic.
That's awesome.
Melee basic. You jump in there. I think you still provoke.
Yes, definitely.
Yeah, if you still provoke moving through there, but that's okay because you are a crazy asshole. Like, you're out of your fucking mind. You can move into an area. Like, somebody could hit you and... you could then disengage because somebody else is going to take them out,
mm-hmm.
and then pounce on somebody else to really start wailing. Cool, I like yeah. that.
Yep.
Okay, let's do artifacts. Let's brainstorm some artifacts here.
All right.
Does anybody have any prepared?
I was thinking of a blade mm-hmm. that would stop or until the beginning of your next turn stop your target from healing.
I like that. That's really cool. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, I think that's pretty much the open and short of that one. Like, that's what's it look like? You know, what's it called? Would it be a dagger, a rapier?
I think it would be a sword.
Two-handed sword.
So it's a mortal strike sword, basically?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And people could cast whatever rays on you they want. You're just for that turn, you're not getting healed.
Yeah, I like that.
Mortal blade.
Yeah, well, yeah, that makes sense.
The mortal blade.
Mortal blade, yeah.
Cool.
Or like blade of mortality, you know? Because mortal is like, oh, a mortal could wield it, but this one grants mortality. You know, like
I think it works both ways.
It does. It does. I just don't want it to reflect on the wielder rather than the target, is what I mean.
Yeah. But I think Mortal Blade is a little punchier.
Yeah. I like that. Mortal Blade. Sweet. What's it look like, Max?
I think it looks like a gladius, but longer.
Okay. Interesting.
Mm-hmm. So like almost Celtic?
Yeah. Like a leaf sword.
And it's still one-handed or two-handed?
I was thinking one, but if it's two-handed, you know, it could be a legendary.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I like that.
Those leaf swords were pretty long.
Yeah, I like that. Okay. Mortal blade.
Done and done.
Easy.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. What culture do you think it came from?
I think this is a pre-R cultures.
Mm-hmm. So do you think it's it's pre-Savathian?
Yeah.
It's pre...
Well, possibly pre-Savathian. It could be Savathian.
Because it's Savathian that changes the art, right? Like of what it looks like. But I'm cool with that. Like mortal blade, it looks... Just something related to the sea.
Hell it was made for a very specific creature.
Yeah.
It was just like, this dumb thing
just keeps regenerating.
Can't
underwater.
Die.
Yeah, I like that.
I got an answer. What? She's like, can't heal.
Yeah.
How? Can't, nah.
That's just what it does.
Mm. It just...
it's got tooth blades. Serrated edge.
It's got like some blue-ringed octopus poison or something. You know?
Oh, hell yeah. All right, I said sword, but are we making this into like a harpoon now?
I kind of like that.
Ooh, a it's a spear.
Yeah.
We could say harpoon, but it's classed as a spear. Yeah. Okay, I like that.
I like the blue ring octopus poison on it. It's good.
The mortal blade, and it's a harpoon. I like it. Okay, then...
Who's to kill a white whale?
Unfortunately, the guy who made it got dragged down to the depths, so you got to find it. That's cool. If we start thinking of like specific cultures and what and the things that they made, the idea of the army of the pillar, right, that we came up with, like the clockwork army, maybe something you could use for that. Like I was thinking almost like a smaller version of one of those things you put on your eye, those giant mechanical things you put on your eyes for an eye test, or Doctor Strange's Eye of Agamotto. It's a artifact that you have to wind up. It can only be used once a week. And it allows you to look through it for an hour to see back in time, just in the area you're in.
Okay.
And you you get to dial it in, but you can only use it once a week. So if you pick the wrong time, it's gone. But that could be something like that could be fun.
That's awesome.
You call it like Eye of Unwinding.
I like that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, nice ring to it. Yeah.
Eye of Unwinding. There we go. And then McGargle tries to create it, and he just creates a mirror of unwinding. it makes you look younger. Okay. All right. That's good for me. What about you, Liam? Got any ideas?
It's a 2.5-inch sphere. Mm-hmm. It's called a wilting orb. Any plants within 3 feet of it just start dying. If in contact. You could put it in a leather pouch, nothing, but as soon as it is in light contact, it just kills things.
And just plants.
Just plants.
That's cool. You could use that you come up with creative ways to use that. Something's covered in vines.
It's also just like, that's a weird thing that exists for a reason that you don't know anymore. Yeah.
Probably gardening.
extreme gardening.
Oh, yeah, just weeding, you know? Yeah, I like that. Wilting orb. Okay, that's easy. And what about, let's do a potion or a ritual next. Let's do monsters. Well, which one do we want to do next?
I have a ritual and a monster.
Okay, let's do your ritual, Liam.
All right, I think it should be the curse of Beth.
Fucking Beth.
And you need an eye of Fraud, a toe of Savathian, a wool of Eshwin, and a tongue of a Brookie.
Okay.
Do you know what this is a reference to?
No.
It's the curse in Macbeth.
Oh, okay. Right on.
Only with the sentient creatures that we made.
So what does it do?
I just think it just gives a single target bad luck for 2 weeks.
And bad luck is what, taking a negative on all rolls?
In combat, yeah, but also just like for flavor. The DM would be like, oh, okay, yeah, his girlfriend dumped him. Well, like, you could just ruin someone's week.
I like that. You take a negative, like a negative two on all skill roll, on all D20 rolls.
Yeah.
And then just for flavor, also just generally things are shittier. Curse of Beth. Okay, and casting time probably as long as it takes you to. Well, what's okay? So you got to gather the ingredients.
Yes, and they're weird.
Right. How long does it take to cook? Because you got to put it in a big pot, right?
And I'm hours.
Yeah, 3 hours.
3 hours sounds good.
All right, 3 hours. Curse of Beth done. All right. I was thinking. So I'm trying to think of things that adventurers would want in the field and try to cast. And I know you did one where people could rest.
Yeah. Spaulding's.
But it was for a watch, right? Like, yeah, it helped them watch. I was thinking, what if you could phase somebody out of time instantly?
Just have them have a full rest.
A single person. They basically, it's for a full 24 hours. Takes place in 1 minute. For them, they can do whatever they want, but they're in like a featureless room, and they probably take the time to rest.
Yeah.
And then, like, in 1 minute, your healer, who just spent his daily, is back to full.
Oh,
but it's only one person. Right?
Okay. And it should be hard to cast.
Yeah. It's got a high difficulty.
Yeah.
But the casting time, 1 minute, but it's complicated. And I think for the regent, the reagent, or whatever ingredients, I think you need to break a clock. Maybe so you've got like a little wind-up watch or whatever, something like that, or a sundial. Just anything that's supposed to represent time.
Yeah.
You have to smash it and then do complicated hand motions. And then say the words. Mm-hmm. And what would we call that? That would be...
Goku's respite.
Mm-hmm. You could say a stitch in time. A stitch in time saves as many of people that are in your party. It's really what it does.
Time lock.
Mm-hmm.
Leap day.
I like that. Leap day. That's simple enough, right?
Yeah.
Leap day. Okay. All right, done. Leap day.
You just add a leap day to a person.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's good.
And only to one person.
Well, Max, what about you have a monster?
I have a monster based on a great crested newt.
Okay. Seen. You got a picture here?
Yeah.
Looks dope.
Oh, I love that thing already.
Yeah.
So I was thinking they would be kind of marsh goblins.
Okay.
So like,
I already like those two words together.
Yeah. You know, kind of, you know, live in marshy areas. They're proto-intelligent. You know, they have a little society, kind of like, what were our raccoon monsters?
The Pawa.
The Pawa, yeah.
Yeah.
So similar to Pawa, but living in marshy kind of regions, who would come up against some of our races.
They're almost like, what are the World of Warcraft things that go?
Oh, Murlocs. I love like Murlocs. In Hearthstone, Murloc decks are my favorite things to play.
Yeah.
Because they're dumb and cheap, but they work real good.
Yeah, so they're kind of like Murlocs, but they're lizard-like instead of fish.
Yeah.
So they can do more stuff, live marsh goblins.
What are they, like 4 feet tall?
I'd say 3.5 would be a pagan.
Mm-hmm. Is there any product of their society that's useful for somebody else? Like, are they really good at some kind of art? Or,
I was thinking they would come up against...
they're good weavers.
Oh, that could be cool.
Like Jokat area, you know, they would be in amongst, on the edges of more civilized society.
The P.O. or the what are the Harad?
The P.R.O.
The P.R.O. Mm-hmm.
They live in the swamp.
Yeah, the P.R.O. hang out.
The Cajun Harad. Mm-hmm.
Pyrrho come up and be like, got some fire newts over there. Got to watch out.
What if they're excellent cooks?
Oh, yes.
That could be. They're just amazing, amazing cooks.
And they're intelligent enough that you could just kind of use them on things.
Well, they have a diner. At like the edge of civilization, there's just a diner run by them. And you'd just be like, oh, this is weird. And they're like, why? No, they're great cooks. It's amazing.
Yeah, they'll treat you right. Just don't. Don't ask for...
don't marry one. Don't, you know.
Don't bring any cats. For some reason, they fucking hate cats.
Also, you don't pay with Dyren.
You gotta pay with bones.
You gotta pay with baskets.
Oh, baskets. Or just material to make baskets.
Yeah.
You gotta pay with...
But they think pottery is really cool, too. They'd be like,
If they're like a cargo cult.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That could be cool. Yeah. Yeah. Let's do that. So
what's her name?
I was thinking the Tiffle.
Tiffle?
Tiffle. T-I-F-F-I-L.
All right.
I like that. Yeah. All the right. Tiffle.
So they could be, you know, antagonistic, but they don't have to be.
Right. They're just kind of dumb.
Yeah.
And they get riled up easily.
Fishing, doing their own thing. You'd be going along a path and you'll just see them sitting in the pond just fishing or something.
Mm. Wave. They wave back. Yeah. You show up with a cat, they'll attack you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I like that. That's cool. All right, the Tiffle. As far as monsters, I didn't have one prepared this week. But your idea of the spear got me thinking about...
The thing we made the spear to kill?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Till we get a Savathian campaign where we're just under...
We got to do that, man.
Under the ocean.
Broad and Savathians. Yeah. Like, because there's got to be Savathian technology, like just constant Savathian technology, because they kept slaves. They were, you know, like they were so economically dominant and they were not kind. You know? Yeah. They kept slaves, so they had to have things to help their slaves work underwater.
Yeah.
So you probably find tons of that shit.
It's probably a ritual for it.
Yeah. So probably, I was thinking either an octopus, probably an octopus. Like it's a super intelligent creature that I think was driven away by the spear. It only has maybe six arms because two could not grow back because of the spear, and it lurks under there.
I like that. I like that a lot.
Yeah, and it's an ancient foe of the Savathians, but it's not nice either. Like it's not an enemy as enemy of my enemy is my friend scenario.
No, no. It's just enemy of everyone.
Yeah, there's no mates for it, so it can't reproduce.
What were there mates for it? Is this the last of a species?
I think so.
Be dominant.
Yeah, like the Kraken's too easy. You can say like, but it has to have its own name. It's not like it is the thing.
Yeah,
this is like it needs a name. It's like this is Jeff. Jeff fucking sucks.
Hex.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's just called hunger.
Just words for six. He used to be called eight. Now he's six.
Stumps.
Stumpy.
Old Stumpy.
Yeah, that could be a nickname. Old Stumpy. He's a boogeyman.
Yeah.
You know, but...
people don't believe him, and then the Piro are like, now he's down there.
Yeah. He's an octopus the size of a tank.
Yeah. Does he casts spells. He can do... he's super intelligent.
Does he have the cloaking ability of octopus?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man.
Absolutely.
You think it's just a sand dune?
All right. Well, then I'll just call him like...
Stumps.
Rildon. Rasmussen, something like that.
Hell yeah.
Rasmussen the Wounded.
That's good. Rasmussen the Wounded. He's an octopus. They call him Old Stumpy.
Yeah.
But they haven't seen him in centuries. Still talk about him.
Oh, yeah. So you have to go on a quest to get the Mortal Blade.
Yeah, to take him down. Because he can ambush you, like, and he's really fucking scary. Yeah.
And he regenerates.
Yeah.
Usually.
Yeah, he just couldn't regenerate those in combat. All right. Yeah, I like that. You had a monster.
All right. Mine is called a Stilted Drix.
Okay.
And it's a...
I think that's an insult I'm going to use on people from now on.
Yeah.
It's a crab creature with real long legs. Mm. And when they're born, they're about the size of a Weber grill.
Okay. Oh, shit. Okay.
And they get to be as big as a VW bug.
I hate this.
Just a crab with like... I figured they'd be a Weber grill, like... 4 feet tall, and a VW bus, like 10 feet tall.
Are they fast? Are they poisonous? Do they...
No, just crabs.
They're just crabs.
I mean, like, there could be poisonous varieties and non-poisonous varieties. Like, this isn't an individual species. This is like a class of
the coconut creature. Version would just be insane.
Yeah.
It'd be the one from Moana.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like... It's called a Stilted...
Drix.
Stilted Drix. Would they just be the Drix and then a stilted one?
Tall one? Yeah. That works.
Okay. Cool.
Hell yeah.
I like that. That's easy. All right, guys. That's pretty much it.
Boom, boom.
Feel good about this, man. We're moving fast.
Creative day. Sober October is working out.
Oh, yeah. And we're on Sober October. That's right.
I'm doing Hungover October, so...
Solidarity.
Liam's our support. Yeah. So... Thank you, everybody, for listening. As always, you can find us on patreon.com/RPGFS, where we post everything we make. We're getting ready to change the format of our rulebook to something a little easier to update, which should be real soon, since we just finished step 5.
Yeah.
And there's something for patrons at every tier. We've got the $1 patrons get the cutting room floor, everything we cut out of the episodes. The $2 patrons get our character sheets as we make new ones. And the...
And it'll stab you if you ask.
The $5 patrons get all the rule books we post as we post them. And the $10 patrons every month get to create one of the custom characters that's going to populate the world of Chapter 2 of Echoes of the Star Crypt, which may be getting a new name.
Echoes of the Star Crypt.
Find us on facebook.com/RPGFS.
And you can find us on Instagram at RPG from Scratch, all one word.
And as always, we're on Twitter. We are at Homebrew Hombres. So thank you everybody for listening, and until next time, stay safe, stand watch, and get a full rest.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.